What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Leave me the fuck alone.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East Coastern type time zone.
Yay.
If it's in that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or maybe you have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. When we're able to fucking upload the show, which was not the case yesterday.
Why do we have shit fucking internet?
We apologize to the live listeners because
yes,
we were just not able to upload the show. So it kept cutting in and out, more out than in. And then, but we did record. But then when I tried to upload it to the services, to the CAD,
right?
It just wouldn't let me. It was going so agonizingly slow.
Is it caught cable? Is that the issue?
There was something wrong with the cable, yeah, with our internet, and but apparently it resolved, hopefully.
You know, I bet there's better upload speeds. Pick a country.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's wrong with us?
And we've got gooder.
Gooder?
Like gooder internet. We pay for extra
extra
gooder so that we can upload this show and stuff.
This is gooder? What's is there more gooder or is
there's
this the
goodest?
Is this the goodest it gets in Florida?
No, there's goodest.
Oh yeah,
Cox has a gooder, even more gooder.
Really?
But you know, this should be more than plenty than for what we need.
What is shitty about
that?
We
can have like 5 devices downloading, HD at the same time, but upload is what you know we kind of need.
You know what sucks about that is like, if they have gooder and goodest and elite and super MVP speed, why don't they just offer that to their customers? Serve them better, man.
Because money. How about a municipal super good?
Yeah.
Super bestest.
It might as well
And then
be,
you wouldn't need to throttle right. anybody. You wouldn't need to say,
we don't
wouldn't
have a
need
choice.
To be classes on the internet.
Yeah. Do we have a choice? Like, if we wanted to get rid of cock, what would we do?
We'd have to do the same thing they did in, what was it, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they had to battle, I think, to the Supreme Court to be allowed to create their own municipal cable, because the big cable companies came down on the scum-sucking politicians who then said passed a state law that said cities cannot pass their own municipal cable. That's communism. That's socialism.
You know,
then Chattanooga, I think it was Chattanooga, it was like, fuck y'all. And they did it. And everybody in that city, I think now even, has probably some of the best broadband in our country because.
What else?
And it's low cost.
Yeah.
For everybody. It's the same speed for everybody.
Why can't we have what they have in Chattanooga?
Well, we have a whole lot of Republicans up and down every single part of our legislature, local and especially here, local.
Yeah.
And all the way up. Although, I mean, Matt Gaetz did actually vote correctly on something.
Oh, the
today,
weed thing.
The weed thing, yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Matt. I mean, it's that, I guess that, is that good or does it fucking matter? Because it's going to go to Mitch the bitch and they're not going to do shit with it.
They may or may not.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's not. Mitch isn't doing, I don't know if he's going to do it because he's against weed. He's just way busy trying to get more judges that are going to be in there forever.
Yeah. And just so we're clear, Matt Gaetz is a cunt and his feeling on marijuana is neither here nor there because he's a tremendous fuckface. And I don't even think he should be allowed marijuana. No weed for him. He's such a fucking dick, man.
No weed for you?
No weed for you,
maybe,
Matt.
Or maybe he, well, obviously he smokes weed if he's a big proponent. They don't, well, they, I don't think they drug test in Congress, do they?
For all the money, there might be some big marijuana joint, you know, slipping him Benjamins into his... I try to live my life every day, keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's time to see. You are a cunt.
Some good shit. I don't even know where that's from.
What year did they get a Grammy? Who is that?
They should have been K-pop? Nominated.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't even know where I found that.
The internet.
I'm sure all I need to do is Google the You Are a Cunt song. It'll pop right up. Thanks for joining us on social media at Crab Diving. You can tweet us during the show. We check that once in a while at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And you can also join our warm and fuzzy community over, not like furry fuzzy.
Yeah.
Even though it is Furry Friday.
Fursuit Friday, baby.
Fursuit Friday. Now my computer is acting a little interesting.
Damn. What do we have to do to get some progress in this country? We need internet. We need racial equality. No, wait, not in this order. We need racial equality, equality in general. Everybody needs to stop giving a fuck where...
Police reform.
Yeah. Oh, we need justice reform. That's bigly. And campaign finance would be great.
Religion needs to pull its tentacles off of us.
We need a UBI. Let's get real.
UBI would be a wise thing. At very least, a stimulus. But now I understand that what passes for Mitch McConnell's face
seems to be
expressing slight agreement with maybe some kind of a stimulus.
Oh, thank you, fuckhead. Thank you very much. Who would look at this shitbag country right now and think, these poor people don't need any money?
Oh, well,
are you kidding?
Most of the Republicans.
My God, you Republicans, one day, I don't know when it'll be, this country will wake up and say, oh, my God, there's so few assholes in this country that have all the shit. We are going to take it from them. And that's going to be the thing.
I would not, could not with a goat.
Absolutely.
He's gone totally crazy.
With his facial hair?
Well, and the fact that, he looks, you know, weird. He not only turned into an obsequious, servile dick licker of Trump.
Yes, right.
After Trump called his wife ugly.
Yeah.
And accused his dad of helping kill Kennedy. But now he's like out there saying, I hope this goes right to the Supreme Court and they make the right decision. I mean, he's totally... on board the this is all fraud and this should go to the Supreme Court and Trump won kind of
is
bandwagon.
Rubio? Is Rubio that way too?
No, I don't think so. Rubio's like all of the, you know, he's the wishy-washy. All of the president has every right to follow the legal channels, and when those are exhausted, we'll see who won. Blah blah blah.
You know, if I can't even imagine a Democrat doing this. I'm not saying Democrats don't cheat and do. Fucking, but not like this. This is nuts. And when are the Republicans going to come get their guy?
Who, Trump?
Yeah. When are they going to get him?
Not.
I mean.
Well, maybe a little. I mean, they may start ignoring him. Like, you know, if this stimulus thing, they might, you know, start threatening to do shit without him.
Yeah.
And override his vetoes that you want to talk rage. That would be spectacular if because, you know, the House will do it.
Yeah.
They just need a few Republicans.
Do they have
But I mean, if for McConnell and Republicans to override, go two-thirds and override a veto of his, he would rage. Oh, God, that would be almost worth it.
Yeah, well, listen, does he have a little button on his desk for when he needs a change?
Oh, maybe that's what that button is really for.
It's an automatic. They have an automatic changer on
his
seat.
He presses the wrong one.
Did they take his pants down and, like, powder him down and change him on the Resolute desk?
I'm sure.
I'm sure of it.
That's why he keeps Stephen Miller around.
Oh, yeah. I got to put some...
need that rag.
Put some cream on my diaper rash, Nazi. Yeah. I'm going to use your tongue as a rag. Animation department!
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help the show. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission and you don't have to pay anything. Just Jeff Bezos slinging us a coin or two.
You get paid and we get paid and everybody gets paid.
No, just we get paid.
Okay, good.
And you get some stuff delivered to your door.
Right. By the way, if anyone's curious about what Fursuit Friday looks like, I just twatted out and Facebooked out a picture of it. It's so funny.
Great. Now I can't wait for all the notices again. It's going to be... why is Fursuit... Here's your trend, Fursuit Friday. What the hell's going on?
Well, it's not bronies.
Correct.
It's not cloppers.
Well, no, they're furries.
Yeah, it's furries. Inflatables?
But cloppers are a subgenre of bronies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, cloppers...
Bronies like to dress up and like horses and go and shit.
Yeah.
Bronies like to dress up and like horses and go and fuck each other.
You know, it'd be... Yeah, yeah. I right. It's safer to have a clopper rather than a full-on horse, I would think.
Wait, what?
You know, if you have the desire to fool around with a horse, does that mean you go fool around
they're
with
a clopper? They're not lifelike horse. They're like purple and pink.
Right, right.
And,
it's a very specific thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're cartoonish.
Well, no, not the cloppers.
Yeah.
The bronies are.
So are the cloppers are the subgenre of the bronies.
Oh, yeah. I just thought
so they have the same outfits.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the ones that they all get together for Brony Fest.
Right.
And the ones that later on take a different room after Rudy Giuliani's done with it, having a hearing.
Oh, yeah.
They go into that room.
Can we get the continental breakfast?
Yeah. And, you know, hoof each other.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it. I think I said all the shit. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Faithless Friday. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and it is Faithless Friday, like at Vile Experience mentioned. Big shout out to Jeebus. How's it going? What do you think about this COVID? Do you give a fuck? Hello? I'm sorry. Jeebus is not on the line today. He's not going to make it.
Do you want some ice cream?
Yeah, shit, yes.
Ice cream?
Oh, for the intern.
For the dog, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's that made of?
I'm going to go get some ice cream, huh?
What do you think that's made of, that ice cream? Is it just normal human ice cream?
Probably like pig taint and you know.
Extra pig taint.
Yeah.
You know, if you did a movie of the version of Animal Farm by George Orwell, or based a television series on this where the animals are in charge, does that mean that if you would go to like a Cold Stone Creamery and you ordered a waffle cone, Would they be like, do you want extra pig assholes on that? Like, fuck yeah. I want some pig assholes, and I want some of those Nutria
elbows.
Those
assholes cleaned first? Hell no. Awesome.
Hell yeah. It's not like the good old days. Now these assholes are so goddamn clean. It's boring.
It's COVID hair.
Man, my hair is getting fucking crazy. I look like I need a puffy shirt.
The COVID hair is crazy.
Yeah.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Huffpo.
Yes.
Oh, this is upbeat news.
Okay.
UN warns 2021 will be, quote, literally catastrophic.
Shit.
Next year is shaping up to be a humanitarian catastrophe, and rich countries must not trample poor countries in a, quote, stampede for vaccines. Oh, I'm sure that's not going to happen.
That's happening.
Wink, wink.
Didn't Trump try to steal? Didn't he try to, like, buy off a scientist?
He tried to buy off a scientist from Germany, yeah.
He's probably like, well, I'll just buy one. I'll just buy a scientist that knows how to make a fucking vaccine.
But not only was he like saying, oh, you know, come use our facilities. We'll all work together. He said, I'm taking this guy and then we own the vaccine 100%. In other words, there's no way we're not going to make money off of it after your guy designs it for us.
Yeah. No, no one is concerned, by the way, about anyone getting over coronavirus.
World Food Program Chief David Beasley and World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Ghebreyesus
spoke during a special meeting on COVID-19, which emerged in China last year. China. 2021 is going to be catastrophic based on what we're seeing at this stage of the game, adding that for a dozen countries, famine is knocking on the door.
Good God.
He said 2021 is likely to be the worst humanitarian crisis since the beginning of the United Nations 75 years ago, and we're not going to be able to fund everything, so we have to prioritize, as I say, the icebergs in front of the Titanic.
Jeez. You know, I've never heard so many Titanic analogies since this fucking pandemic started. It's not like they're wrong. It's just ominous, you know?
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Hello.
And his top officials have also called for COVID-19 vaccines to be made available to all and for rich countries to help developing countries combat and recover from the pandemic. Have they met Americans?
Yeah. I mean,
they met us.
Well, I mean, we might be able to do some of this shit if we can get the Senate, right?
If we get the Senate, yeah.
Shit. I mean,
maybe. Look,
this we're living through like horrendous history, right? I mean, this is
these are dark times.
Will our government embark on anything more bigly than getting that virus, that vaccine out?
Oh, I hope not.
God, you're right.
I mean, except for, you know, maybe universal health care.
Yeah.
Rollout would be really cool.
How are we How are we so irresponsible socially? And I mean the whole fucking planet. A dozen countries are going to have
capitalism,
famine.
The way we practice capitalism.
Why is everyone starving?
The way we practice capitalism.
Yeah. Shameful.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Drudge Report is dredging up.
Yay!
I think we really should check Breitbart or something to really check what the gutter swamp of Trump fuckery is.
Does Breitbart
churning up
believe in the virus?
Yeah, but I think they say it's like a flu.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Fauci says January will be terrible, quote, worst case scenario.
Oh, shit.
Well, remember he said, well, the worst case would be if we did nothing.
Hello?
So
here we are, motherfuckers. God.
Job growth slows sharply. The job growth numbers, not good.
I saw that.
Given what should be recovering even from the COVID losses, so...
All the golfing that fuckface did.
Yeah.
Not that he has the ability or the talent to do anything about any of these problems that you fucking mentioned. I mean, like, if he wasn't golfing all the time, what would he be doing? Fixing things?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, he's probably doing raping. Shit. They're doing shit.
Yeah.
They're looting everything they can and setting up somehow. I can't imagine there's not escape routes for those Trumps. I you can't tell me. Jared went to Saudi Arabia and Qatar for last minute diplomatic missions last week. Suck my nut. That bullshit.
Yeah,
that is
a lie.
Bullshit.
That's a fucking lie.
He's like, which one of these countries are we going to get a better deal and better protection? I looked it up. We don't have extradition treaties with either.
Oh, okay.
Our good buddies, the Saudis. We don't have an extradition treaty with them.
You don't think that sad, pale piece of spoiled lunch meat was there just to check out Qatar? Just on vacation?
Yeah.
He's scuba diving, snorkeling? Yeah.
They're seeing where they can escape to.
What is that?
They can't go to New York. There's those not wanted posters up going up and all over the place. There's one for Jared and one for Ivanka. It says not wanted in New York.
You know, I don't even know if I don't know how they would do if they were even seen in public in New York.
Oh, I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I got a figure.
Not well.
Jeez.
Where could they go? They're going to go to some gala event. They're going to be hissed at and booed. And the people that are there aren't going to want them there. They didn't want them there before.
Yeah.
They barely were tickling the fringe of society because of the last name and his last name. Let's not forget his dad went to jail for fraud. And somewhere in there hired a hooker to fuck his brother-in-law.
Right.
And then blackmailed the brother-in-law with said information.
Never have I ever hired a hooker to fuck my brother-in-law to get leverage. Drink.
I mean, look at these families that have united.
They are horrible.
Right.
Dude. These people are atrocious.
What a great combination of families, Trumps and the Kushners.
We're at their fucking mercy till they leave. Maybe.
And
not that maybe they'll leave or maybe we're not at their mercy. Yeah.
I think they're cowards. They're going to
absolutely
bail
early.
They're probably already trying to funnel money. That's probably why he went to Qatar and or Saudi to
deliver it,
to do some bank setups to go hide their money where it can't get touched.
I bank online.
And, but you can be listened to online.
Nobody gives a fuck about
If you go live.
Oh yeah. But if you're Jared Kushner, you can't be like, I'm going to open up.
You can't, you know, hop on a cell phone.
Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, hey, why did you deposit $50 million into the First National Bank of Qatar?
So we shall see. I wouldn't be surprised at all if one of those two countries ended up being the Trump haven after.
And then what? Mike Pence governs for a couple of weeks and Joe Biden comes in.
No, he'll leave. I don't know when he'll leave.
Yeah.
He's got to be careful because he doesn't want to get indicted and have his passport taken away.
Right.
So he may leave early. I don't know.
Can't the
he may leave during the inaugural.
Yeah, that
he's like,
would be.
See you later. And he hops on his private Trump plane. Yeah. I don't know if his plane's big enough for transatlantic. Sure, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gone.
Yeah. He's out of here.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
He literally has his own plane. So,
yeah. I'm going to be interested to see where they put his fucking presidential library.
Unless he tries to steal Air Force One, which I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah. Because he redecorated it, right? Yeah. Had it painted differently?
Not yet. No, the new one, which they say might change.
Yes.
With
course.
Biden, because a lot of people think it looks tacky.
Yeah, but Biden, so what? It's painted already. Now you're going to spend a fuck ton of money.
No, not yet.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's still being built.
Oh, okay.
And paint. You know.
Paint's not a lot.
Paint's going to be cheap given what they're doing. But, the new Air Force One, it was going to be the, you know, that medium blue that Kennedy designed. And Trump is like, nah, when he made it this red, white, and blue.
How many stimulus payments would a new aircraft, Air Force One, pay for? Like the cost of it? A lot.
I don't know. It's probably up there.
That money could be given to
some people.
I'm sure
it's a few $100 million for Air Force One. More than that, probably.
What's wrong with the current fucking plane? Is it broken or something?
It's old.
My car is old.
It's been around for a while.
And I still have it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they need to upgrade at some point. At some point, you're like, well,
shit,
duct tape ain't working anymore.
Right.
And you need newer technology.
Yeah.
Or it costs more to replace a newer version of the older technology. You know what I mean?
Right.
You start getting vintage and try to get a carburetor for, you know, an 86 Ford. And it's like, okay.
Right.
$800.
Jesus.
We've got, or you go to a junkyard.
To get, yeah. Well, not for a plane.
No, they have plane junkyards.
Jesus. I don't know.
I don't think there's a lot of electronics or any electronics or anything. It's all
that would be like stuff. What kind of plane do I buy that doesn't fall out of the sky? That's what I want to know. I mean, shit. Give me one of those. Give me the plane that is crash at least. I mean, not that French thing. That French thing is what? Not the
The Concorde?
No. What's the French plane that tore apart over the Atlantic Ocean while we were in Europe? Oh, God.
Oh, the...
Thank you for not telling me about that before I got on a plane. I would have had to... You left me. I'd still be there right now.
Speaking of French, let me pay to play.
I don't remember what type that was.
It was a French plane. I remember that. I mean, I don't have anything against the French. I remember that specifically.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We're so glad you're joining us.
Yay!
We seem to still be streaming, so fuck yeah. Ooh. Thank you, technology.
Said the Russian hooker.
Today.
Right.
Pee on me. Pretend you're Obama. I want Obama to pee on me.
I've got a few stories here before we even get too Jesus-y.
Right.
Another clip.
Yes.
That went viral.
Okay.
From the Donald Trump horse and shit pony show starring Rudolph Giuliani.
Damn.
And Ellis, what's her name? Jenna Ellis.
This Giuliani is so busy.
So one of the Democrats went after him and said something like, is it true you were seeking a pardon? Why aren't we talking about the fact that you were looking for a pardon from the president?
Right.
And, you know, and they're totally,
yeah,
total non sequitur. He was just being a dick. And you know, the Republicans were hitting the gavel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It really had irrelevant, but it was good for this Democrat to bring that up because it, you know, talks about maybe the credibility of these two assholes sitting in front of you.
It is relevant. How do they say it's not relevant?
So Rudy gets all worked up. He's like, he should be sanctioned right now. He should be sanctioned. That's slander. You should be sanctioned. But listen to this little part of it where the chairman is saying, you know, be quiet and everything. And then listen very closely.
Yes.
For the reason that this is going viral.
Okay.
The answer,
point of order.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you.
Did I? On a tree
and
by a river.
At that moment.
A little Tom.
The African barking spider that he sat on.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness.
That's a Portuguese barking spider.
Oh, is it? And at that moment, Jenna Ellis sitting next to Rudy.
Yes.
Looks up and over at him. She absolutely hears it and reacts to it.
Right, right.
To interview a single witness, just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
She gives a look, and then she looks like she's a little grossed out. And the other one that we played, you remember we played a similar, quieter one yesterday.
Absolutely. That wasn't Rudy, though, was it?
Yeah. Oh, and she,
Jesus.
She also looked over at him like, Jesus.
You know, all I'm saying, Rudy is, I know everybody has gas, whatever, man, but. You know, the hair dye, a couple of episodes with this gas. Maybe take a gas X before you do your thing.
Just like you, they don't want to know the truth. Rather to interview a single witness, just like you.
The look on her face at that instant.
Yeah.
She looks at him like, ugh.
You know, it's it's the Rudy
that's
show.
That's the best, man. That's Trump's.
God damn, it's totalitarian fart Friday.
That is Trump's elite crack law team.
How many more I don't even know little playlets is the elite Trump lawyer team gonna do? I mean, how many more of these episodes do we have?
Well, I mean I think they're running out of states, aren't they? I mean,
you know.
And these lawsuits aren't you know, still aren't going well at all.
Well, they're losing them, and then sometimes they get tossed out because there's no evidence.
Yeah, another one yesterday. They're like 1 for 40.
How do you?
And the one was basically where they were told to be 20 feet away, and they whined about that, and then they said, okay, you could be up to, you could be closer, but no closer than 6 feet.
Jeez. Okay. And
so that was a victory.
Yeah.
That was the one that they won in court.
This ballot's sticky.
No matter what they say, they lie about what the order from Alito. They're like, ah, Alito, tell them to not stop counting those votes. But they already were sequestering those votes and setting them aside. And they never included those votes in the official tallies.
I mean, it's
and it wouldn't matter, by the way, even if they did throw out every single one of those votes and not count them, which isn't. It doesn't change the election.
They seem like children.
They're desperate and crazy and lying. You know,
check your poopy pants, Rudy. I don't know what to tell you, man. Jeez. Does he have a show tomorrow, or does he have another show tomorrow?
I don't know. I think they might be done.
Oh, they take off for the weekend.
Specific hearings. I don't know. Did you hear this? That Trump's angry diapers about the Justice Department now.
Oh, yeah, because of the Barr thing.
And Billy Barr, yeah. And, you know, he even, I had the story, we never even got to it, a couple days ago, that he, like, floated the idea that the FBI and the DOJ were, like, in on something or also trying to bring him down,
shit.
You know, because he's so disappointed with them.
Yes.
That why haven't they, you know, why isn't Obama in chains, basically?
Yeah, right.
Why isn't Biden in jail, you know, with all the fraud? Why aren't they in jail?
Why don't we arrest Hillary?
100%.
Right.
So now we find out that Trump had some scumbag spy over at the DOJ.
Yes.
Who's now been banned.
Oh my God.
Because she was trying to get details on investigations. If there's anything, you know, she wants to know what's going on.
She's Trump's eyes and ears inside the Justice Department.
Yeah, and they finally told her, fuck off. The official serving as President Donald Trump's eyes and ears at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. Banned from the building.
God, that's...
After trying to pressure staffers to give up sensitive information about election fraud and other matters that she could relay to the White House.
So she approached several different staffers. They all said no, and she kept going until the point they're like, we got to kick you out. Get out of here, fucker.
Heidi, really? Stirrup? Really?
Heidi Stirrup?
I mean, it's S-T-I-R-R-U-P, Stirrup.
Like stir up something or stirrups like on a horse saddle?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Another brony reference.
God.
Heidi Stirrup, an ally of Trump top advisor Stephen Miller.
Bleh! Holy shit. What do you like best about little Stevie Miller, fuckhead?
She was quietly installed at the Justice Department as a White House liaison a few months ago. She was told within the last 2 weeks to vacate the building after top justice officials learned of her efforts to collect insider information about the ongoing cases and the department's work on election fraud.
Is there anything illegal about the president dropping a spy into the Department of Justice?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
Wait. She's accused of approaching staffers in the department. Ooh. Now, but this is who they are. Again. This is this bullshit at the end now is really shining a light on who these spectacular assholes are. Yeah. They're Dilly.
Right.
They're actually, I think Dilly is smarter than these people.
Wow.
Dilly's an asshole and a moron.
Well, he's built that empire.
These guys are so stupid.
Yeah. They could never be life coaches.
She's an asshole and entitled. She's accused of approaching staffers in the department demanding that they give her information about investigations, including election fraud matters. They spoke on sources spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to publicly discuss it. And they know they get fired.
Does the Justice Department have to share everything with the White House?
No. I mean, they are executive branch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the legality is. There may be laws. There may be rules. There may be. I mean, there's probably rules and norms where they're supposed to be kept separate, but not, you know, this group that that went bye-bye.
Right.
And but now it might be going back because if he's attacking them and accusing them of being in on
Jesus.
It, just like those idiots are attacking Kemp and now they're going after Loeffler. Now the MAGA morons are going after Loeffler and Perdue.
Wait.
Saying they're not doing anything. They're trying to distance themselves by the from the president. Why aren't they focusing right now on making sure that this election is overturned and that President Trump is declared the actual president like he should be?
Wait. What they mean is, why don't they focus on raising the minimum wage? A mask mandate. A stimulus payment for this corona. UBI.
Is my mic working?
Yeah.
I said Georgia.
Yeah. What a shitstorm.
The effort came as Trump continues to level baseless claims that he won the election, alleging without evidence that massive voting fraud was responsible for his defeat.
Yeah.
Stirrup.
Ooh, God, that is a funny fucking...
Also extended job offers to political allies for positions at some of the highest levels of the Justice Department without consulting any senior department officials there or the White House counsel's office. So she was telling people, I'll get you a really high level job at Justice.
Damn. So she's either lying or just.
And she tried to interfere in the hiring process of other career staffers
who are
supposed to be nonpartisan and non-political. You're hiring career people.
Well, those to Trump, those are
exactly
haters.
And that's why she was trying to stick her nose in and make sure they get someone with a Trump stamp on their ass.
So Trump has a bunch of people that run around in the White House and Congress and whatever, and they're looking for people that are left over from Obama and they want to push them all out.
Yeah,
it's like a purity thing or some bullshit. Well, Biden's going to have to do the same fucking thing.
And these are all violations of the government's human resources policies, it says.
Oh, okay. We have those still. They didn't get rid of that. There's a human resource department.
They don't think policies and laws and procedures apply to them. And now they moved her. Yesterday, Trump appointed Stirrup to be a member of the Board of Visitors to the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Shit, yes. What does that even mean?
Who the fuck knows?
I am a member of the Board of Visitors of Space Force.
On Tuesday, Barr said, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election."
Today, I have not seen my penis, or the day before that, or the day before that, or the day before that, the day before that.
Trump shot back at Barr on Thursday, saying the Justice Department hasn't looked very hard and said they're a big disappointment.
Yeah. You are, though. But you are Trump.
When asked if he still had confidence in Barr, Trump paused.
Oh.
And said, this is a great moment on video. He's like,
ask me that in a couple of weeks from now. Now. They should be looking at all of this fraud, he said.
A couple of weeks from now is, what, 4 plus 7 is 11. Is the 18th? 12/18?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does Donald Trump think he is? Like, what is he
going to
do?
That's after all the big certification, right? That's on the 14th. Yeah. They only got 10 days.
Does he think the Justice Department is going to sweep in and give him the election? Is that what he's saying?
And he's saying, this isn't civil. This is criminal stuff. This is very bad criminal stuff.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what Ivanka's into?
Oh, no. Well, yes, but no. So there you go. She still technically remains in her position after being placed at the Justice Department by the White House Office of Presidential Personnel.
Ooh,
that
yes.
sound creepy?
Yes. All of this sounds creepy. I mean,
The Trump administration has been working to have liaisons report directly to the White House instead of the agencies where they work.
That's a fucking trend, isn't it?
There you go.
They just want to... They want to micromanage certain things.
And they want spies and ministers of justice everywhere. If you're not towing the, they want rats. If you're not towing the Trump line, you don't think this little rat, she's going to scurry over to the White House and tell on people?
Oh, yeah, dude. Totally. Is that what Stephen Miller does? Does he have a little army of spies that he runs?
Probably. He's probably the secret spy master.
Is he still
of Trumpism?
Yeah. Does he still have those hair plugs or what's going on with that?
No, it was spray on.
I thought it was
no
plugs.
Spray on.
Yeah.
Very badly.
Right. Hey, Rudy, you should ask how Stephen Miller does his hair dye, because it doesn't run. I mean, it looks bizarre, but I don't think Rudy Giuliani gives a fuck about looking bizarre. What's wrong with the intern?
I don't know.
Why is she upset?
I'm surprised when he pulled his hand out from his pants, it didn't have brown stuff on it, too.
Oh, yes.
Probably.
I look like a glazed donut.
Probably dies down there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I put some shoe polish on my pubes just in case. Just to be, you always got to be prepared.
I'm at a just for men's.
Shortly after the election, the presidential personnel office also instructed the liaisons to fire any political appointees who were looking for jobs while Trump refused to accept the election results. So these liaisons, they said then, are now going to be the Trump police. And if they see you looking for a job, Trump was reelected, goddammit. If we see you looking for a job, you're fired.
What am I supposed to do for food and shit, though, when you're done and there's no more fucking job in January?
It's also Banana Republic. Cartoonishly Banana Republic.
Functional.
You can't, we lost the election, but you can't start sniffing around for jobs after January because fuck you. That means that the president lost.
You know, it's so insane. I was just thinking today, just noticing on Facebook and all the events happening, just these events everywhere, man. That's all you see. And like, I don't know, it's just all so mismanaged and so shitty. And the White House doesn't even care. There's so many people in this country that they don't give a fuck that we're in a 100-year pandemic and all these people are dying. Why? It's crazy that we would even hear these stories when the pandemic's happening. Why does Trump and Stephen Miller have any time for this?
There's Ben Carson tie in the story.
He still has corona? Or?
This office of the president's personnel office is... Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson in September inadvertently made public his anger with Trump personal assistant John McEntee, who heads the personnel office. And that guy has, quote, renewed Trump's push to rid the administration of those deemed disloyal to the president.
You got like 3 weeks left or 5 weeks.
They did not. They don't believe that. They're not being allowed to believe that. So I guess Ben Carson got pissed about this asshole, this McEntee.
Yeah. Is he looking for a new job?
When cameras captured writing on the back of a page that he was consulting during a speech, Carson's notes said, in reference to the White House Presidential Personnel Office, I am not happy with the way PPO is handling my agency.
Good God.
That seems to be a sentiment shared across the government. So this PPO is Trump's little goon squad. It's the brown shirts.
What is
that?
That
are the enforcers.
PPO? What
the,
is that?
The personnel office.
Oh, okay.
Presidential, White House Presidential Personnel Office.
Oh, okay. Did Ben Carson leave that notebook uncovered for cameras on purpose?
Maybe. I don't know. But
they do that all the time.
Sometimes. On purpose.
Yeah.
Trump has done it not on purpose.
Fucked up White House. So in this story, Ben Carson is the hero, correct?
Well, I mean, he's not the villain.
He got over corona. That's good.
He supposedly had it pretty bad. He said he was pretty ill.
Oh, geez. Well, congratulations on beating it, oligarch.
Over at CNBC.
Yes.
A little convo. Going viral.
Yes. That's Shep's network.
that, yeah, he's not doing well in the ratings.
Oh.
I saw a story today. Well, this is I don't even know who this is. But these are two guys on CNBC.
Yes.
Arguing about mm-hmm. COVID.
Oh, awesome.
And as a public health and public service announcement for the audience, the difference between a big box retailer.
Who is this?
Hold on. The difference between The difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant, or frankly, even a church, are so different it's unbelievable.
I disagree.
You're wearing
a mask. You can have your thoughts and I can
have mine. You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If you're wearing a mask, it's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that hold 600. I don't believe it. Sorry. Don't believe it. And I live in an area where there's a lot of restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it. But let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
I'm sorry.
God damn.
I'm sorry. I would like to keep our viewers as healthy as humanly possible. The idea of packing people into restaurants.
I think our viewers are smart enough to make part of those decisions on their own.
Completely different things.
I don't think that I'm much smarter than all the viewers like some people do.
Can I get in here, please, and get back to the doctor's report?
No, shut the fuck up. Can I have a word? Damn. This one guy, everybody, gay. Hey, this guy, see, people are so concerned about, like, restaurants and bars. And I get it, man. I get it. Nobody wants to go out of business.
Well, but that's why they need stimulus. And they need access. I saw another story about how... I mean, you're going to be shocked to learn that the loans for the second stimulus that went out were supposed to be for small business. And guess where they went? To a lot of big businesses and a few of them in Trump properties.
Yeah, hell yeah, baby.
Wink, wink, wink.
They're not getting paid, please.
And then small businesses are being told, we don't have it. You don't have access to it. And then Mnuchin says,
all this extra money, I'm just going to put it back in the general fund.
Yeah. Jesus.
So that it'll be gone because they're banking on Mitch being able to run the Senate, and then we'll not allow that money to be touched.
They'll allocate the money somewhere else.
Right.
Jeez. How nice.
And that's what Katie Porter was ripping Mnuchin a new cloaca for.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, what are people supposed to do if the government is not going to support you staying home? And not working.
Well, right.
What are you supposed to fucking eat?
I mean, has everybody forgotten that the Fed invented like $1 trillion and put it into the stock market? Remember that? At the beginning, right after the first COVID crash? And then it went poof.
I mean,
the stock market crashed again and that money went poof.
I mean, really?
And nobody seems to blink about that yet. Yeah. We don't have the money for healthcare. We don't have the money to help these small businesses. We don't have the money to help people that are out of work because of this fucking COVID.
Our fucking country, we bailed out the auto industry, you know, the financial industry. Can't bail out people. What's wrong with that? What does our government do? What are they doing? I mean, if they print money,
make money for rich people.
Hey, dickheads.
Make rich people richer.
If you motherfuckers aren't going to come through on this thing, what are you waiting on?
Restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it, but let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
I'm sorry. If I would like to keep our viewers as healthy as humanly possible. The idea of packing people into restaurants.
I think our viewers are smart enough to make part of those decisions on their own.
Completely different things.
I don't think that I'm much smarter than all the viewers like some people do.
Can I get in here, please, and get back to the doctor's report?
How's that working out for you, Rick? How's it all working out for you? I mean, look at the numbers, Rick.
It's working out fine.
It's working out fine.
The lie, Rick, the numbers show that
I understand it's a horrible thing.
Well.
And people are getting sick and dying. I understand.
Well,
I just think that when we...
that other guy says, letting it go, just letting it rip isn't working.
You know, every argument about coronavirus has to end with...
This is boring CNBC.
Yeah, well, shit, man. CNBC, they're going to be like, you know what, we can't have that guy on again. But really, they might should have that guy on again if they want anybody to fucking
Shep Smith
watch.
Is like, have him on my show.
Mm-hmm, right. But like, what do we expect? I mean, can't we do something better than that dickhead's plan? The guy that's screaming? Why are we doing... The guy that's screaming his face off, that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's Rick Santelli. Rick Santelli is a CNBC personality who won fame and attention in 2009 with his rant from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange suggesting that a tea party should be started during that recession.
Ugh.
Arguing that it didn't make sense to shut down restaurants when parking lots at big box retailers are jam-packed. That's his argument now.
But... Okay,
but there is a difference,
yeah,
between a restaurant. Even if you say, okay, let's say it's a 100 people restaurant,
yeah,
and you say you can only have 30 in there, that's still close, and you're still in a close, smaller space.
Yeah,
I'm not saying going to Walmart is good or going to Best Buy is good, but it's gooder,
right?
It's less horrible than being inside a bar, inside a restaurant, even with. The smaller numbers allowed and shit like that. And the same with fucking churches. That's why there are different standards in a lot of the places. Although not anymore. Thank you, Supreme Court. That's what they shot down in New York, was that the churches really should not be treated the same as big box retailers.
Yeah. We don't need church. You don't need to go out to eat. You don't need to go see a movie right now. You know, obviously evidenced by us, you don't really need a haircut, you know?
So that's what's going on at the CNBC.
That's crazy, man.
People might start tuning in now.
Jeez. God, that guy's crazy, though. But how does he say that about restaurants? Because I know, like, if you own a restaurant in a state like Florida that's nuts, what do you do with all these rumors that there's a rumored shutdown? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what do you order? How do you plan your food order? You know, like, you order food that you're going to cook for people to come in. But you don't know if you're going to be open. The whole month or whatever. What are you supposed to fucking do?
The DC Attorney General.
Yes.
In other news, we did the story yesterday of Ivanka having to complaining because
I had to sit for 5.5 hours.
No.
I had to sit for 5.5 hours for a deposition.
No, that AG had to sit for 5.5 hours and listen to your shit fucking vocal fry.
Well, that's kind of what he's saying.
Oh, really?
DC Attorney General Carl Racine said that Ivanka Trump's public comments regarding her deposition in the investigation into her father's inauguration are, quote, highly misleading.
Damn!
She, earlier in the day, in a statement, confirmed she was deposed as part of the investigation.
Are you allowed to lie during a deposition?
No, you're under oath.
Oh, okay. Oops.
She said, this week I spent 5 plus hours in a deposition with the Democrat DC AG, DC AG's office, where they questioned the raids charged by the Trump Hotel at the inauguration.
She said, I shared with them an email from 4 years ago where I sent instructions to the hotel to charge a fair market rate.
This inquiry is another politically motivated demonstration of vindictiveness and waste of taxpayer dollars, she said.
Ivanka, you sound just like Rapey Daddy, don't you?
So the DC Attorney General said, with all due respect to Ivanka Trump, what she put out today was highly misleading and at best part of the story.
Damn. This is part of the bullshit. She's going to go to jail, isn't she?
They're alleging that the groups, the Trump Organization and the Presidential Inauguration Committee misused over $1 million in raised funds to grossly overpay for event space at Trump fucking hotel in D.C.
Oh, shit.
During the inauguration. She shared a screenshot of a single email from December 14th, 2016, in which she instructed the managing director at the hotel to call and negotiate. It should be a fair market rate. However.
Right.
The D.C. Attorney General,
yes,
said that they, Stephanie Winston Walkoff, the person who wrote that book about Melania, had and was on that committee,
right,
had expressed concerns, and she's the one who got us the who gives a shit about fucking Christmas tape.
It's nice to hear these Trumps be honest. It's not nice. It's just, I don't know. That was an honest moment, yeah. Right? A rare honest moment. She hates Christmas.
But she had expressed her concerns about how much the hotel was trying to charge the inauguration committee.
No.
She suggested price caps on the fee. The attorney general shared her email. Now, remember, they're trying to throw her under the bus.
Right, right. Because they're mad because she leaked that audio of Melania, right?
Well, and they're trying to, they've kicked her off of the club because they were kind of trying to make it look like she's the one who misused all those monies.
Right.
But then she's got email trails of her sending, this is one of them that the AG has.
You know,
it's like, what's going on with how much they want to charge? I think we should have a cap on how much should be charged.
You know, this is why good people don't work for the Trump administration, because everyone gets tossed over the side, under the bus.
We filed suit, he said, after gathering evidence that the presidential inaugural committee knowingly entered into a grossly overpriced contract with Trump Hotel. D.C. law requires nonprofits to use funds for stated public purposes and to avoid unreasonable, wasteful expenses. Our investigation revealed the committee willfully used nonprofit funds to enrich the Trump family. This is what the Attorney General of D.C. is saying.
Is this emoluments? Is it what this is?
It's very... No, it's before.
Yeah.
It's very simple. They broke the law. That's why we sued.
Oh, shit. Shit. Well, what? I mean, why didn't they just grift less? And they might not have got caught. Why did they grift so much? I mean, that I think it was like...
I mean, candy store. Trump is... I mean, that's what Trump's doing now. He's like... He's raised $170 million since the election.
He just didn't have any restraint.
And that money's going directly, you know, I forget what percentage, like 75% goes directly to the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have to donate individually over $5,000 to have money go into his defense fund that he's paid $20,000 a day for Rudy.
So he just has to give $5,000 to this account to start
Somebody
it.
Somebody has
yeah,
to.
Some, yeah. Whoa, what a mess.
Yeah, and they're
they just drifted too much.
And continuing. Trump wants to keep it going. He's already floated the idea.
You know
he said, I'll be here for 4 more years, and just in case I'm not, I'll see you in 4 years.
Oh, God.
He said the other night.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Trump, you are not going to run for president in 2024. Do you know why? He'll be dead.
Well, he's going to pretend he's going to run for president to keep money coming in, having rallies and selling MAGA 2024 merch and shit.
How old is he? He's
74.
You're in horrible shape, Donald. You know? You're not going to be around in 2024 to run for president, dude.
But, you know, we told you so. I hate to say we told you so, but holy fuck, people.
I think about that all the time. Every time.
Not our listeners. Our listeners were right there with us, of course.
Absolutely.
But goddamn. Republicans, conservatives, moderates, independents, we fucking told you what this guy was going to be.
And all the other shit he did, whatever. But this pandemic shit. It's unconscionable and
criminal.
And how, if you said to me in during that campaign, how do you think Donald Trump would handle a pandemic? I would probably say similar to this, right?
Yeah.
A fuck ton of people will die. Our hospitals will get fucked up. How else would he handle this?
excusez-moi.
Zut alors.
Oh my God. This is how crazy things are going to get. The Pentagon.
Yes.
Has announced two new appointments to the department's defense business board.
Okay. Oh, shit.
David Bossy and Corey Lewandowski.
How does that guy find a fucking job? Like, all the time with Trump. Is that Trump's favorite guy?
People are afraid he's trying to take over the Pentagon and trying to get the military on board with his martial law thing that Mikey Flynn is trying to orchestrate.
So the people, the main players in this coup, a coup d'etat, little Mikey Flynn and Corey Lewandowski, who else? Who else is in charge? I mean, are we going to be couped by Corey Lewandowski? Surely not.
The purge continues as at the Pentagon as the Trump team abruptly fired Defense Business Board members, installing Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie as multiple retired military Trump supporters like Mike Flynn and Scott O'Grady start calling for martial law to overthrow the election.
Damn. Is that all it takes? Is a couple of guys installed somewhere at the Pentagon and then
yeah, I don't know.
Goodbye democracy.
I mean, I think if at some point they started trying to, you know, he tries to sweepingly fire all the generals and all the colonels and everything, that's when the military may step in, and that's when you know the 25th Amendment might occur.
Yeah, guys, whenever you want to, you can stand up to Trump and tell him no. You can tell him to get the fuck out, right?
Yeah.
Anytime. We don't have to do this anymore if we don't want to. I mean, we don't have a choice.
So that's what's going on there.
Yeah. Because it's the Republicans' choice to tolerate this guy. Because they wanted to, they could have impeached him, you know, or removed him.
That's why that's trending. Somebody put out a list of 12 different flags that you can fly from a ship to if you can't communicate.
Right.
Like man overboard is a yellow triangle, red triangle next to each other.
Okay.
Black stripe, white stripe, black stripe is I am on fire, keep clear of me.
Oh, shit.
And stuff like that.
Damn.
Somebody shared it and said, where are you right now? But it's trending now mainly because everybody is now picking letter Z, which is, an X through the flag.
Right.
The two triangles on the left and right are black.
Yeah.
And the triangles on top and bottom are yellow and red.
Oh, no.
And it says, I require a tug. So right now trending, I require a tug is trending. It's good to see.
That's funny.
Good to see. We still have our humor.
That's right. Good job, Seaman.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
Got
When you see one of those flags, they have all those flags memorized.
Well, I mean, I would assume you have to look it up.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck does that mean?
Don't they have an app that would do that?
So I want Trump to start doing his rallies again. I want him to get that winning mindset too that he teaches all of us to have, that he's been a champion of. I want him to get in that winning spirit again. Go do your rallies as if you've already won, because you have. We know you've won. Go around the freaking country, go to the battleground states, and get those hundreds of thousands of people that voted for you in those states and counties to show up in real life and challenge Biden to do the same. I would say, hey, Biden, if you really are feeling confident that you won this county.
She wants everybody to show up.
Were you watching Gangs in New York last night or something? Do I get a butcher, a meat cleaver?
And... West Side Story?
Yeah, I'd rather do some
those
West Side.
Sharks, those vicious sharks and jets.
I mean, I'd rather have the West Side Story thing than that movie with Daniel Day-Lewis.
And challenge Biden to do the same. I would say, hey, Biden, if you really are feeling confident that you won this county, that you won this district, I challenge you to a rally off. I challenge you. I'm going to throw a rally and you throw a rally in the same district on the same day. And let's see.
The same district. You mean a Trump district?
Let's have a COVID off. Let's see how many people we can give coronavirus to.
Your hundreds of thousands of voters that supposedly voted for you. Let's see them. Let's see them. I want to see them.
Jeez.
Guarantee you these people won't show up because they're ghost voters.
Yeah.
They did not vote. They're fake votes. But I think he should start getting into the rally mode again, the campaign mode again, and challenging Biden to show if he really had these 80 million votes, where are these people?
Oh, God, they're so stupid.
God damn.
They're so stupid.
See, like, they look at a crowd of people of, like, I don't know. How many people come to these rallies? 500?
10, 20,000, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
10,000,
right, 5, that is not a lot of people. When you, how many millions of people voted for Biden?
80.
80 million, and Trump was like...
74.
Oh, how disgusting that is. I mean, that, you know, 20,000 people, that's not a lot.
No, of course not.
You know, I think this person is... Is this Liz Crokin or Deanna Lorraine?
That's Deanna.
Okay, God damn. I was going to guess that, but there was something about her voice that sounded Liz Croken-like.
She's up talking a little more now that she's in Texas.
Right. Does that happen when you go there?
Yeah, maybe.
It's the humidity.
Maybe once you start fucking Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm suggesting that that's what's going on.
His asshole will change your intonation.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
For this moment in the United States.
For this moment in the United States. That can only be the mellifluous tones of Michelle Bachmann.
Damn, she is in the news so much, man.
Formerly a congressperson from Minnesota. Yes.
We really have to change our government up. If that's a former person that used to write laws for us, then that's
his
our government.
Used to take Medicare and Medicaid money to suck the gay out of young people.
Right. Almost.
Oh, excuse me. Gay conversion therapy.
Yeah. Almost got it all out. Almost 1 second.
For this moment in the United States, we seriously, sincerely cry out to you, confessing our personal sins. We confess the sins of our country as proxies. We ask you, oh God, for deliverance, that our country may continue to know freedom. Lord, would you deliver these races in Georgia? Oh, Father,
it's too late. They've been delivered, Michelle.
I thought she was praying for victims of the pandemic.
Certified in all the states, Michelle.
I think she's certified. That we're
talking about.
Certifiable.
You need to know freedom. Lord, would you deliver these races in Georgia? Oh, Father. Would you deliver various local and state races, Father, that they aren't stolen? Would you give us a true vote? And, oh, God, I personally ask from myself, Michelle Bachmann, Lord, would you allow Donald Trump to have a second term as president of the United States?
Does she have special?
Oh, yes.
Does she get special juice?
Of course.
Because she's personally requesting?
She's got all kinds of juice, and it's very special.
These people are crazy.
I mean,
the people watching her and agreeing with her are more crazy. She's a grifter.
I thought Michelle Bachmann for a while went away.
She did.
And then she just showed up somewhere because,
well, you know, she's going to make some coin.
Yeah, yeah. She needs to get paid.
She's out doing the circuit of all the crazy shows.
Yeah.
Remember she was on Copeland's show not too long ago.
Yeah. She's making the rounds. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Why does she, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but like, she prays like a fucking asshole. What do you have to talk?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what do you talk to God like that? Just say, hey, I have this thing I'm dealing with. I know you don't exist. Blah, 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 blah. You don't have to, like, you know, it's embarrassing. Oh, God.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Gordon Klingenschmidt. I got another.
Damn, Gordon.
Another clip from Right Wing Watch from Gordon Klingenschmidt, Dr. Chaps.
Yes.
Creepy.
Did he vote for Biden or Trump?
Assless, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
He has on his show.
Okay.
Jerome Corsi. Remember, we haven't heard from Jerome in a while.
Yeah.
He's on InfoWars. He's got his own show. And he's one of these guys. I think he was one of the original Q guys.
Was Jerome Corsi the guy that had his dog threatened by Roger
Stone? No, that was, no.
I'm getting them.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
They're not friends.
Yeah. Jerome.
That was Credico.
Oh, okay.
I think. He would not be on he's the evil guy now because he read it on.
Oh yeah. He would be that's persona why, non grata. Right,
that's why Stone was threatening to kill his dog.
Complicated.
So here, Dr. Chaps is talking to Jerome Corsi.
Yay.
And they're planning some big march in D.C.
Shit, yes.
Where they're going to take over Washington, D.C., kick out the liberals and install Trump as the king.
How many? Yeah.
Jericho March. Go to jerichomarch.com and you're going to see organizations to get people out. This is, again, I think a spiritual battle. This is a circle the legislators in each state, blow the trumpets, the walls will come down.
Amen.
So and I think that Jesus Christ are not going to let this election be stolen, provided we pray.
Yes. Amen.
I think prayer is the most. My constitutional articles are going to be critical at the Supreme Court, but yes. The reason
my constitutional articles, I'm sure he's filing amicus curiae, friend of the court briefs.
Yeah.
That nobody's gonna fucking read.
Can't the guy in the background hold the amens until this dude is done? That's Klingenschmitt. Prayer?
That's Klingenschmitt.
The guy yelling amen in the background.
Yeah, that's his show. So he's, I think he's trying to move him along. Actually.
Oh, okay, I respect that.
You're gonna be critical at the Supreme Court, but the reason God gave me to see them, I believe, is because we've all been praying. Jericho March. Go to jerichomarch.com, and you're going to see organizations.
No, that it looped. So there you go. They're trying to organize some fucking march.
It's Jericho.
On D.C.
We just talked about that. That's like the walls come tumbling
down,
some shit like that.
That's the same thing that I think one of those other assholes was talking about.
Yeah.
The walls come tumbling down.
JerichoMarch.org. Why? How did they get .org, man? Doesn't that infer like Jericho. You're...
Jericho March?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that infer that you serve God, defend life, liberty, and justice? Shit. The call to action.
In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. All these different entities that are trying to work through this COVID and weaponize it as this plague to be able to steal the liberties with no mask, no purchase, no vaccine, no purchase, no mark, no purchase. We rebuke you in the name of Yeshua. May the Lord rebuke you because it's not your time.
Oh, Yeshua. Yeshua.
Damn. What if when you get the vaccine, so everybody knows you have the vaccine, they tattoo like a green line on your wrist?
That's the mark.
Oh, my God. About. Are they going to lose their
no
shit?
No mark.
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't do that. But I'm just...
They're talking about like passports or, you get a little bit of documentation that says you've got the vaccine and you've tested
negative.
And shit like that.
I tell you what, before anybody I book at a comedy show, show me your little passport, motherfucker. Don't breathe on me.
And use your own mic.
Yeah. Maybe just, I don't know. These people.
Do you plan to get vaccinated before Inauguration Day? And will you do it in public the way that Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton have suggested they're willing to?
I'd be happy to do that. When Dr. Fauci says we have a vaccine that is safe, that's the moment in which I will stand before the public and see that, look, part of what has to happen, Jake, and you know as well as I do, people have lost faith in the ability of the vaccine to work. Already the numbers are really staggeringly low. And it matters what a president and a vice president do. Mm-hmm. And so I think that my three predecessors have set the model as to what should be done, saying once it's declared to be safe, and then I think Barack said once Fauci says it's clear, that's my measure, then obviously we take it. And it's important to communicate to the American people it's safe. It's safe to do this.
Yeah.
What a difference.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
That's going to be, yeah.
Oh, God. Show's going to, I mean, are we going to have any.
He didn't call anybody a loser.
About?
He didn't.
What are we going to talk about?
He didn't, yeah. He didn't do any of that
How
stuff.
How boring. Jeez. I mean, that makes sense, right? If he's putting Fauci in charge of the pandemic, and then Fauci says, hey, we have a vaccine, then you get the vaccine. What choice do we have?
You can't, you might die.
Why don't the anti-
and cause other people to die.
Yeah. Why don't the anti-vaxxers think about it like this? I mean, why don't they ever think about, like, I don't even know where the autism thing comes from. But, like,
there was a discredited study.
Okay.
That was done.
A discredited study weighed against smallpox?
And then that's what they're...
And polio? They're basing on, yeah. God. Thanks, Jenny McCarthy.
In inexplicable news, our local representative here, Matt Gaetz, voted for something we like.
Yes.
The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act.
Oh, that's good.
More. You know, they make such stupid things just to get their little acronyms.
Oh, yes. More.
The House passed sweeping legislation that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level.
Damn!
The first time either chamber of Congress has voted to basically legalize cannabis.
Right.
It passed on, fuck you, Republicans, a largely party line vote.
God.
228-164. Six Democrats voted against it. Spit at your name.
Yeah. Why do you vote against that?
Five Republicans voted for it, of which ours was one.
Wow. Matt Gaetz. Good job, dickhead. He likes his weed.
Matt Gaetz does like his weed.
And he likes to drive, too.
The legislation would remove marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances. It's about fucking time.
The UN did the same thing, right?
And would expunge some marijuana convictions for nonviolent criminals.
Yeah, good. And will it repay the court fees that they were charged and the fines levied?
Well, expunging, so I would assume, yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
That's include maybe.
Right.
The bill would allow states to continue to establish their own rules and regulations regarding sales and access to medical marijuana. Individuals would no longer be prosecuted federally for marijuana offenses, leaving the question of legality to the states. As of now, we got 15 states where recreational cannabis is legal. Washington, D.C. also.
Yeah.
34 states have now have legalized medical marijuana.
Right. Are they going to dig up Ronald Reagan, reanimate him so he can apologize for the war on drugs? And he really should.
Representative Earl Blumenauer from Oregon, Democrat, the co-chair of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus.
Damn, that exists.
Said, we're here because we have failed three generations of black and brown young people whose lives can be ruined or lost by selective enforcement of these laws.
Yeah.
This legislation will end that disaster. No wonder the Republicans voted against it.
No, yeah.
It's time for Congress to step up and do its part.
Yeah.
Republicans who voted in favor included Reps Brian Mast of Florida, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Tom McClintock of California. What a name. Denver Riggleman.
Riggleman.
Of Virginia.
Oh, I saw that name.
And Don Young of Alaska. Alaska.
Oh, wow. Shit. Alaska's got to vote out their fucking Republicans. That governor sucks.
We'll see. Mitchell probably, you know, bury it in a fold somewhere.
Oh, yes. Like so many other things.
There has been similar previous legislation passed by the House. In 2019, they passed a measure that would allow banks to work with cannabis businesses. Mitch wouldn't even bring it up.
They need to do something to protect that industry from having Walmart weed happen. You know,
that's what they want, though. The Republicans are like, if it's going to happen, we're going to make money off of it.
You know,
we got to make sure that we set it up so that, you know, regular people can't make money. You got to make sure that we get some corporations behind this.
Man, our country goes through the war on drugs, get to the end of it, and then all of a sudden you can go to Walmart and you can only afford the shittiest fucking shit that you could smoke there. And it probably won't get you fucking high.
This guy's going to be fun. Kevin Sabat. Who is the president of anti-cannabis group Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
Shit.
criticized the vote.
Anti-weed.
It's an unserious bill that was voted on in an unserious manner, and we rest easily knowing there is zero interest in moving this bill in the Senate, zero interest in supporting it, neither the current administration or the incoming one. We don't know if that's true.
He said Congress should be focused on coronavirus relief.
Yeah. And the Senate and the president. Yeah. Agree. But legalize weed, dickhead.
So it may be largely ceremonial again, but
yeah,
it's a good sign.
Right.
This shit's starting to at least one chamber. Guess what would happen, everybody? if we get out and make sure everybody in Georgia gets out and votes.
Stop voting and for Republicans.
Republicans, you know, you can't trust that vote that's going to happen. You should boycott it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a poll. Yeah. We were talking offline earlier.
Crab diving offline conversation.
And I don't think I pulled the story, but I did read it.
Tug.
It's hurting them.
Oh,
There's a poll that they're showing.
Well, yeah.
That these attacks from these lunatic extremist maggots, like your Sidney Powells and that lunatic Lynn Wood, it's starting to have an effect that people are starting to think, hey, wait a second. If this isn't going to be a fair election, why should we even vote? And that and that Purdue guy.
Yes.
They're in on it. They're in on it because they're not trying to fight to help the president.
Hey. You're confusing the Republicans. You are confusing the rapey, pervy, shitty, fucking craven Republicans. You are.
How hard is it?
Not difficult. Just vote fucking blue, man.
Yeah.
We have to vote blue because the Republicans are lunatics. You know, if we elect a Republican president, we know what that does to us. It fucks us. Bigly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
GOP senators back Christian schools push for a COVID-19 carve out. We want to be treated differently because we're religious.
How many people are dead now? 250,000, more than that, right?
More than three dozen Senate Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, filed a brief to the Supreme Court backing a Christian school's bid for a religious carve out from Kentucky's coronavirus restrictions.
You know,
now, we'll see what happens, because I think the one before was their problem was that they were treated differently than businesses. But we've pretty much established that people sitting in a little church or in a small restaurant, even if you have fewer of them, is still more dangerous than people being metered and socially distancing in a grocery store or a big store or something like that.
This is about different these churches wanting to stay so open and collect fucking money.
So they're upset because they're treated. They feel like they're not treated like businesses, like differently.
Start
paying fucking taxes is one of the things we could say.
We cup your balls all day. We let you people put your nasty fucking values in our goddamn laws. And now all we're saying is that you need to shut down during coronavirus you can get back to grifting.
It sounds like this one in Kentucky, though, maybe they want special treatment now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So they not only want to be treated like businesses, even if the businesses are forced to close, they want to be able to be open.
Why? Because people need to pray. They need to pass that collection plate.
Governor Andy Beshear in Kentucky filed a response to the legal challenge in which he defended his school shutdown as a lawful order since it applies to both secular and religious. Nobody's being treated differently.
Yeah.
But the Republican filing, backed by Senators Ted Cruz,
hell yeah,
Josh Hawley, argued that the restrictions amount to an illegal shutdown of religious activity.
Is it true Ted Cruz just sent his neck beard to argue?
Everyone understands that. Everyone understands this has been a challenging time for local leaders, but pandemics don't erase our First Amendment rights, said McConnell.
That's helpful, isn't it? It does, though, but it does erase your First Amendment rights if it fucking kills you, you fuck.
This will be interesting, though, because we'll see. Now, if they think they will be getting, if they should get special treatment.
Did you see the picture flying around the Book of Face of all the iPads on tripods set up in a room at a hospital?
No.
Getting ready for the wave of dead people they're going to have so they can say goodbye to their fucking relatives, their family. They're getting those ready. They're just packed full of these.
This is not good news. The justice overseeing emergency applications from the Kentucky region is Kavanaugh.
No, God.
So they appeal to him.
God,
the dispute arose after Danville Christian Academy, a private pre-kindergarten through 12th grade school located in south of Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes.
And the Kentucky's GOP attorney general filed legal challenge to the governor, his pandemic-related health order. So here we are, the Republican legislator, the legislature, the people are sick and fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
They put in a Republican or a Democrat governor, but then because of the way the state is gerrymandered, these representatives, there's no way in fuck that they're going to take that the Democrats are going to take over the legislature because the Republicans have gerrymandered it. Oh God.
So if a governor gets elected and the governor's a Democrat and then the legislator's Republican, what they do automatically is they try to gut his powers, right?
Well, in a lot of places, yeah. Or they just obstruct everything.
I don't remember that in Schoolhouse Rock.
God, they were talking about impeaching Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan because of her unconstitutional shutdown orders and her mask mandates. What about my freedom?
You know, that makes sense based on what we know about this country going through a pandemic. Our government goes after our people in this country, go after people who are doing the right thing.
So this is bullshit. They want special treatment. His order required all Kentucky schools, public and private, and both secular and religious, to stop in-person instruction from late November through early January. Federal district court blocked the order from applying to religious schools, but the U.S. Court of Appeals to the Sixth Circuit halted the lower court's ruling, prompting challengers on Tuesday to appeal to the Supreme Court. That's not a good sign for the theocrats. What? If the Sixth Court,
yeah,
not known for its liberal leanings, said, no, you can't. It sounds like they may say, well, you're not being treated differently. It sounds like religion is asking for special treatment, and that's where it gets interesting.
Well, hopefully they make the right decision, because we're not doing enough in this country to fight the pandemic, right? I mean, we're just not.
The Kentucky case is among several disputes in which religious groups are asking the justices to grant exemptions from pandemic-related limits. They say it amounts to faith-based discrimination.
Oh, fuck off! My God! Listen, you fucking churches! You guys, they're always a problem, right? They're always a fucking problem. There's been so many super spreader events linked to religious services. So why are we pretending we don't understand what happens when they get together during the pandemic? People get sick. You get more virus.
Yesterday, the director of the National Institute of Health,
yes,
Francis Collins, implored religious leaders to close places of worship during this surge.
Damn.
And then last week, the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, ruled that New York health limits placed on houses of worship can't be more restrictive than those imposed on essential businesses. There they had separate. So now yeah. They're saying you have to treat them like essential businesses. Okay. Then let's see if that kind of sets any kind of precedent that all they're looking for, they think it should be fair. And if Bashir has closed all schools, then it's being applied fairly across the board.
Yeah,
the religious idiots can't squeal that it's religious discrimination. They are, but this is where it'll get really creepy, because there's some religious
different
nuts on the fucking Supreme Court now.
Yeah, schools are
there's
different.
There's a handmaid,
right? Yeah, schools are different though. There's more management. There's more control. There's a school board, right?
Yeah,
it's public education. So I'm saying, like, those people could manage, you know, existing in a pandemic better than some church that opens once a week. And the point of a service is fellowship.
Well, but this is schools.
Yeah.
Is this suit?
Well, none of it.
They want their
open.
School to be open. They want their religious Jesus school to be open.
Okay. Okay.
Even though all the public schools are closing and they're saying, but my religious freedoms,
you know, there are people staying at home, not doing anything.
So I would be really, really scared if this one goes to the religious. That means that the current, we're fucked for the current SCOTUS, and that Biden, we need to expand the court tomorrow, because if this is, they're going to try to turn it into a theocracy.
Thank you, Bernie Bros. Thank you very much. This is on you. It is. Some of it.
Some of it, sure.
Fuck them. I mean, really.
Fuck them.
What a mess.
Fuck them.
Why are these churches such fucking babies? Why are you such baby? You don't pay any taxes, any property taxes. You have some business where you can waddle out to the podium. You do not have to make people laugh. You just have to make them feel good in their belief in something that doesn't exist. And then along comes the pandemic. And all we want you to do is take a pause and not pass your collection plate around.
Right.
And you won't do that. And, fuck
and
off.
Leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah.
With your Jesus stuff and your anti-gay stuff and your
pro-forced
birth bullshit.
Yeah. Keep fucking around and maybe you lose your tax exemption status. How do you like that shit?
Pig dick the projector. You're projecting, motherfucker. You're the piece of shit. You're the cheat. You're the line crosser. You are the sore loser. Okay? You're the piece of shit who doesn't pay his taxes, who won't show his taxes. You are the swindler. Okay? You're the one who thinks that the rules don't apply to him. You're the one who's bitching, crying, and lying about crowd sizes. You're the one who thinks that the rules don't apply to him, that the law doesn't apply to him. You're the one with no humility, no respect. You got no respect. You don't understand. You don't understand boundaries. You're the one who will win at all costs, but you're still lost.
You don't understand boundaries. We played that boundary one yesterday.
Yeah, that's Michael Rappaport.
He's so good.
But you're still lost.
Why don't we have any Republicans that sound like that speaking out against Trump?
Well, Mitt Romney had, you know, a slightly stronger worded.
I'm polishing my nipples.
Statement.
Oh, yeah? Or buffing them.
About... What was he complaining about? The
magic underwear is a little too tight.
Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
Yay.
Blasted Trump's leadership or lack thereof during the deadly coronavirus pandemic as, quote, a great human tragedy.
Yeah.
Well, this hasn't been the focus of his rhetoric, apparently, and I think it's a great human tragedy without question, he said to Wolf Blitzer.
Nine!
Yesterday on the coronavirus, it was the single deadliest day of the pandemic. More than 2,800 Americans were reported dead just yesterday alone. More than 100,000 people are hospitalized all across the country. The CDC director says the next 3 months will be, in his words, the most difficult time in the public health history of this nation. So here's the question, Senator. Where is the president's leadership? He's obsessed with everything else, not with this.
Well, this hasn't been the focus of his rhetoric, apparently, and I think it's a great human tragedy, without question. The extraordinary loss of life is heartbreaking and in some respects unnecessary, not in all respects, but we've relaxed our standards as individuals. Some states haven't had mask mandates. And from Washington, we have not had a constant consistent plan and plea for people to wear masks.
Wait a second, Mittens. Your people are the ones screaming, yeah, no mask, no mask. Your people are the ones that want to impeach the governor of Michigan because she said we need a mask mandate. Your people, Mittens.
You're the problem, dude. You and your buddies. Yeah.
Your party.
Yeah. He can't. Was he trying to pretend where like was he's this, not the Republican
well,
Party?
Well, and where was this day one, you fucker?
Yeah,
Trump. Where was this in March, you asshole?
You would actually think it would be someone in the government, it would be their responsibility to sit there and think, oh my God, how would this guy handle a fucking pandemic? Maybe we shouldn't support him.
Now that
him.
You know that Trump is gone and you're not so much afraid of him anymore, you fucking piece of shit, now all of a sudden, your little rudimentary 3-month-old fetus spine is starting to show.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mitt Romney.
This is what he does, though. Mitt Romney has done this throughout his career, right? He'll stand up to people in the Republican Party, and it will mean absolutely fucking nothing, dude. You are useless.
Yeah, horrible.
You're a giant male fucking nipple. Go fuck yourself.
We've got... elsewhere in the news. Oh, look at the time's flying.
Ooh, it's Friday.
Holy shitballs.
Right. Trump's like, do you need any? I have a few, I think. I don't know. Wait.
It doesn't really pile up.
I don't even know.
I have to leave a diaper out in the sun for a few hours.
Yeah.
I put it behind Melania's new rose garden.
Marlon Brando shit in my pants.
Did you see, we have another update?
Crab diving update.
To, the Belgian, daddy orgy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was Hungarian.
Well, the dude was Hungarian.
Oh, okay.
But it was in Brussels, I believe.
Yeah. A Belgian daddy orgy almost sounds like something you'd order at Denny's.
So the story broke because there was, some, virulently anti-gay parliament member from Hungary's ultra-conservative ruling party,
yeah,
Josef Szajer? Szajer?
Nine!
S-Z-A-J-E-R. I don't know how to pronounce Hungarian names.
Szajer.
Szajer. And he was caught.
Yeah.
With his pants down.
Wasn't he shimmying down out a window or something?
I don't know if that was the actual story. I think they might have escaped from a window, but I don't know if that was... I didn't get the deets on the story of his actual escape.
Right.
Or not escape.
I thought I read that he was naked and had climbed down a drain pipe. Am I nuts?
I didn't read that, but it could be. Maybe it's in this story. But then we found out more details that it was an actual... They called it a daddy orgy.
Yay!
Where you had to participate.
Participation is mandatory.
30-ish guests.
Right. Wow.
Well, now the latest is, and this may be another one of my favorite parts of the story.
Yeah.
Is that when the police broke up the party for breaking lockdown rules.
Yeah.
Some of the guys thought it was part of the party. And started like trying to grab the dicks of the cops and take their pants down and shit.
Well, I mean, you know, every cop should know. That's so funny, man. You're under arrest. Oh, yeah, totally am.
I'm sure I am. I'm sure I'm under arrest. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The guests at the Brussels daddy orgy, where the anti-LGBT politician was caught breaking lockdown rules.
Right.
Thought the police who arrived to break up the party were part of the romp.
Yes.
According to the organizer, David Mangelehe said some of the 30 or so male guests, quote, tried to unzip the pants of the policemen because they thought that the raid was part of the orgy.
These cops are like, we are not strippers. Okay.
The guests maybe included... We are. Hungarian member of parliament, Josef Szajer, married conservative politician who has supported anti-LGBT measures. Oh, who allegedly tried to escape through a window when police arrived.
Okay.
He apologized and resigned from his party on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
After a rebuke from Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who called the members of parliament's actions indefensible.
Ooh, somebody's angry poopy pants.
The organizer told the journalist that he sometimes has 100 guests at his parties, including politicians from Poland, Hungary, France, Germany, Holland, Switzerland, Spain, Ukraine.
Ah! Wow. Everybody's fucking, man.
While the orgies are normally entirely legal.
Yeah.
Police closed down Fridays because it was breaking lockdown rules.
God damn it, man. No orgies, no church, no parades, no football games.
But listen to this. Mangelehe suspects that it was tipped off by a rival sex party organizer on the other side of Brussels.
Oh, shit.
He thinks they ratted on him.
Dude, that's the problem. Don't get in somebody's orgy territory, especially if you're going to do a daddy orgy? That's the format?
I guess, yeah.
You only have, yeah.
Belgian police detained about 20 at the house party. They didn't name anyone, but according to reports, a man with initials SJ, born in 1961, tried to flee the venue along a gutter.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Authorities said he was found with narcotics in his backpack, but he denied taking any drugs. said he offered to take a drug test at the scene, but they didn't carry one out.
Yeah.
The police said they found ecstasy pills.
Right.
They were not mine. I know nothing of who put them there and how. I told that to police.
Good job.
I don't know how those
yeah.
ecstasy pills ended up in my bag.
Someone planted them on me. Usually 100 people at the orgy.
He wasn't carrying any ID, so they followed him back to his apartment where he showed his diplomatic passport, tried to claim diplomatic immunity.
Oh, yeah. Most deaf.
Get this, two others at the party tried to claim diplomatic immunity.
Everybody wants diplomatic immunity, then we can start fucking again.
One with the initials D.O., born in 1977. The other is with the initial P.B., born in 1987.
But you guys, who cares if you orgy? It's just, it's corona right now. If we all stay home and wear a mask, you can get back to your daddy orgy.
Guests at disguised parties would undress on arrival. And some would don fetish gear.
Oh, shit, yes.
We have Christmas coming. People are thirsty for meetings. It is absolutely normal that guys in the gay community are going to be searching for solutions to meet.
Meet?
We don't sit around drinking tea. People are here for sex.
Right, right. Well, tea would be tough if you're all naked. I mean, it's hot water. There could be accidents.
He said he wasn't charged for anything, but did complain about rough treatment by the Belgian police.
Ooh.
Suddenly, my whole living room was full of cops, he said.
Well, and some of your guests thought the cops were strippers and tried to suck them off, you know?
They immediately started shouting, identity cards now, but we weren't even wearing pants. How in God's name could we quickly conjure up our identity cards?
See if you can find my identity card with your penis down my throat.
The scandal caused a political fallout in Hungary,
Yay.
Where he was seen as one of Orban's strongest voices in European Parliament after being an ally of the current. Oh, he's a member of the European Parliament. So he's part of the EU.
Yeah, he's fancy.
Orban's party positions itself as champions of Christian family values against the evil liberal political cultures of Western Europe.
Well, what I know about evangelicals, at least, I don't know that this orgy is outside of those values. They're all fucking, dude. You know what I mean?
In May, they passed laws that mean transgender people will no longer be able to change their identities.
What?
Defining a person's gender as the number of chromosomes they were born with.
Hey, why are you doing that? Why are they doing that?
The group openly opposes equal rights for gay people. Last month proposed amending the Constitution in such a way as to guarantee that only heterosexual married couples would be able to adopt children.
But wait a second.
This is the kind of shit this guy was voting for.
But this guy is gay or bisexual or whatever the fuck. Who cares?
Yeah.
Why, you're voting against yourself.
It just goes to show they're unscrupulous, and these conservatives.
Was that guy?
They're just trying to hold on to power, and they know the only way they could do it is to appeal to these morons, to the right wing morons of Hungary.
I wonder
the
how
religious idiots.
Yeah, I wonder how long this orgy event has gone on. I mean, is it like?
Sounds like it's it's a regular event.
Since Napoleon, we have gotten together to fuck.
This guy was a founding member of this party, this Viktor Orban's party.
Oh wow! Shit.
One of the lead architects of the new constitution in 2011, which opponents criticized for enshrining conservative Christian ideology into the political document.
Well, I don't know if that was what was going on at the orgy, but Victor, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, but if this orgy guy was doing a good job in your government, why would you hire him? Why would you fire him? Who cares?
In a statement. The guy said he apologized to his family. I asked them to evaluate my misstep against the background of 30 years of devoted and hard work. The misstep is strictly personal. I am the only one who owes responsibility for it. I ask everyone not to extend it to my homeland or to my political community. His misstep.
How many orgies did you misstep to?
That guy recognized him.
Oh, yeah. I know you.
The guy that owns it said he. Right. Oh, he's been there. For,
oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Yes.
He's a regular.
Yeah.
It's not a misstep.
Right. Right. Wow. That's like their CPAC, right?
Well, no, it's like they're Republicans.
But it probably looks like CPAC.
Yeah, yeah.
At least
yeah.
An after party.
So Belgium, once one of Europe's coronavirus hotspots, went into strict national lockdown October 30th. All non-essential shops were closed. People were banned from socializing indoors unless in a three-person bubble. Gatherings outside were limited to four people.
Yeah, that's not going to work for daddy orgy.
Those measures were eased slightly last week, but only so that retail shops could reopen. Yeah. All other shops, including bars and restaurants, remain closed while the curfew in Brussels remains in place.
Right.
And they're bringing their numbers down.
Well, hey, Hungarian, EU leaders, whatever, if you want to have your daddy orgy, come to Florida. No one will give a shit. You can have it, you know, wherever the fuck you want to. There's no rules here. You know what I mean?
There you go. The images of the cops getting molested as they're walking.
That's out of a screenplay. That's an episode in a movie, in a show. I mean, that's funny. God damn. You would never believe happened in
Vax. Oh, yes, the police are here. Awesome.
I am not a stripper.
Did you bring your nightstick?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if some of the cops were like, hey, I'm going to fuck you a little bit and arrest you. No,
these people are so fucking uptight. Look at these conservatives. Hypocrites. Hippa-fucking-crits.
What did we learn about CPAC a few years ago? There was so much Grindr activity.
Oh, Grindr downloads were off the chart, yeah.
It crashed Grindr, though.
I don't know the crash Grindr, but the downloads were like record number of downloads.
Some guys listening who works at Grindr, they're like, fuck you, dude. We didn't crash.
We were prepared for CPAC.
We fired up the extra servers.
We know about these Christian events.
Them Republicans from Texas like to fuck.
I guess they're asking Biden if he's gonna have like a big inaugural and stuff like that.
Thank you, Mr. President-elect. A lot of people are wondering what your inauguration is going to look like, considering...
So am I.
Considering that we are still in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. So I would like to hear what you envision for the inauguration. Do you expect a scale-down event? Are you still planning to take the oath on the west front of the Capitol, whether it be a parade, whether it be balls? What do you envision for your inauguration?
Well, first and foremost thing is we're going to follow, again, the science and the recommendation of the experts on keeping people safe. So it is highly unlikely there'll be a million people on the mall going all the way down to the memorial. I think we'll see. We're in discussion with the House leadership and the Senate leadership as to what they plan for the inauguration, particularly those 200,000 spots they control. But I think you're going to see something that's closer to what the convention was like than the typical inauguration. First and foremost.
So they're going to have like an online party and broadcast all the awesome, you know, Beyonce, all the great,
you know,
Three Doors Down is going to play.
Oh, yes. I just want to say all these
people try to redeem themselves.
No, yeah, no, that's impossible. You know, all these people they're like, God, I wish we had another candidate than Biden. He's not my wet dream of a candidate. But like, listen to the way he's talking about an event. Imagine telling Trump, you're not going to have an inauguration.
Oh, and Trump's like, you're not making us not wear masks.
Oh, God. I mean, he's having rallies. Yeah. You know, it's just nice to have, I don't know, man, just somebody like, he didn't make me nervous. You know?
Oh, shit.
He didn't make me think, you know, we were all going to die at some inaugural event.
Yeah.
You know, just,
it's, again, we look forward. I look forward to having a hard time finding stories for the show.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 6 or 7 minutes here. I do have a couple of quick stories.
Yes.
This one is, it should take longer, but it's just infuriating. It's very simple. Yeah. Did you see that these fucking evil scumbags have 2 years after a federal judge ordered our government to reunite the families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border? Remember, they were like, we can't. Now there's more than 600 that still, they said, we can't find their parents. We don't know. They went back. We don't know.
So they're giving themselves 2 more years to figure it out?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it was ordered. And now they're still saying, they've up until now still been saying, well, we got 600. We can't find them. But now, new information handed over to legal advocates revealed that they had phone numbers and other information that they withheld on these cases, that they could have maybe gotten these kids back together with their parents 2 years ago or earlier.
But they still could, right? Because they still have that info.
Maybe. Some of it, who knows how old it is. We have been repeatedly asking the Trump administration for any additional data they might have to help locate families. And we are now only finally getting these new phone numbers and addresses, said the ACLU. Unfortunately, it took the issue reaching a level of presidential debate to move them to give us this data.
God damn. That's evil. You're right, man. Now it's been 2 years since they took phone numbers.
The attorney
addresses.
Leading the efforts to reunite the families told NBC News the number includes those over 600 for whom the government did not provide any phone numbers.
God. What a bunch of...
See, so now they're like, oh, okay, well, here's the numbers we had.
Hey, Bernie Bros.
2 years later.
Bernie Bros. Bernie Bros. Bernie Bros. Listen to this shit. What do you think about this shit, you motherfuckers? God damn.
Evil.
It really is. It's disgusting. They could have done something about it, right?
Pure evil, yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, imagine people in your family, you're not going to see them again because of these
and that's,
idiots.
That's it, fucking Stephen Miller. That's,
they
that's
wanted
it.
This.
This is his wet dream.
They're sadistic, yeah. Right? This is part of the sadism or whatever the fuck he's into. Quit voting for Nazis, everybody. That would be nice.
Christiane Allen, communications director. I love the snark in this article. This is from Salon. The communications director for lead Trump campaign lawyer and former LifeLock spokesperson Rudy Giuliani.
God.
Has been in quarantine after testing positive.
Rudy's in quarantine.
No, Rudy's communications director.
God. He has a communications director?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Obviously,
holy
beleaguered,
fuck.
One would think.
And now this guy has corona.
She.
Oh, she. Sorry. She has corona. Don't get around Republicans, right?
Yeah.
Don't be near them.
She said she began her quarantine on November 20th. But the day before, Giuliani emceed a 90-minute Trump campaign press event at the RNC, where he and Sidney Powell were pushing lies and fringe conspiracy theories. Sidney Powell, don't forget, is Mikey Flynn's lawyer also.
No shit.
She's the one that convinced Mike Flynn to try to reverse his guilty plea.
Yeah. Does she have any clients that aren't pieces of shit?
I don't know. She's quite a patriot, isn't
Jesus,
she?
Jesus, thank you very
Kraken.
Much. Kraken. God damn.
Release the Kraken.
It just kills me that, like, where are all these, you know... Why do I only hear about Republican legislators and governors and shit getting this corona? I don't hear.
Because the Democrats aren't stupid and don't have these events.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing
I mean, some of them are stupid. We're you know, like Newsom, the idiot, Governor Newsom goes to some fancy Hollywood party with no mask. You see some Democrat in Denver maybe or something, mayor.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Colorado, same thing.
Yeah.
And then we had another one that was telling people don't go out and stay home and wear masks from Cabo, where he was at some event.
He was at a daddy orgy.
So we need to practice what we preach on our side, too.
Absolutely.
Motherfuckers. You know.
God. It's so weird. You should look at our world right now. And that is how our world is answering this virus. Crazy.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
There is going to be a Georgia rally. We'll talk about that
God
on Monday.
A live in-person rally with spreaders?
Georgia Republicans are nervously eyeing Trump's planned rally in their state tomorrow.
Where in Georgia?
We'll see. Having no idea whether he will still lend them a hand holding onto the two seats in the Senate or whether he will spend his time ranting about the fact that the election was stolen from him.
Well, wait now.
He's going to say, we're here. Vote for Kelly. Vote for David. They're great.
Festivus.
Yeah, he can't not do Festivus. He cannot do it.
According to one anonymous source familiar with the president's mental state, Trump has handed the Republicans a better than 50-50 chance that this all goes to shit and he becomes the first president to blow up two Senate campaigns at once.
He's like, nobody can fuck shit up like this guy.
Man. Chuck Grassley said the president should do everything he can on Saturday when he has his rally to get every Republican that voted for him and some people that maybe didn't vote for him out to vote. Do everything to unite Republicans in Georgia. That ain't going to happen.
That's impossible. That's fucking impossible.
When he's got, yeah, when Sidney Powell and those idiots are out there saying, don't vote. It's not going to be fair.
Hey, dickheads, you let a lunatic be in charge of your party, so he's going to act like a lunatic.
This source says Trump is going to be more of a liability than an asset. He will not stay on message. He's going to use it as an opportunity to rant against what he believes is the stolen election. He's going to make his appearance in Georgia all about him. It will be about getting even for his defeat.
Yeah, shit, yes, of course.
It's going to be a grievance fest. It's all fraud. It's all rigged.
Yeah.
He's going to go down there. He's going to get his supporters angry at the establishment party, meaning the governor and the secretary of state, the Republicans. He's going to drive away voters who Perdue and Loeffler need to win because Trump drove away educated white women in the suburbs in droves in November. And guess what is all around Atlanta? Educated white women suburbanites.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. It's like, we have a president that ruined the Republican Party in Georgia. Georgia,
quite
dude.
Possibly. I mean, TBD. Holy don't shit. Forget, there's still Republicans in charge there who are going to be cheating their balls off.
That's true.
So we got to get out and vote in huge numbers. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got to go really fast. Join us next week, every fucking the weekday, same time, all that shit. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Really helps us out here. Check out what Ryan's doing, RatedRComedy.com, or follow him on all the social medias at RatedRComedy. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend. Stay safe. Stay COVID-free. Don't do stupid shit. And we'll talk to you on Monday, everybody.
Wear a mask, fuck faces.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.
Yeah.